Good prayer, praise God. We're going to try to say a few things from the scripture. These young people pray as long as they want to. God's not disturbed about it a bit. Man can preach while they pray.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever the Lord wants. Amen. Appreciate him obeying the Lord. I'm going to read Isaiah 53 from Mary this morning. Isaiah chapter 53. And a few verses out of this text this morning. Remember tonight, the brothers from Canaan Shore are supposed to be here. You'll need to come hear the good preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
And you'll be here tonight for that meeting. Try to round some people up and bring them with you. Amen. Pray God help our sick people. And God would touch them, help them in this hour. Isaiah 53, great, great prophetic scripture. Amen. In the eyes and the mind of God, it's already been done when he wrote this. I'm grateful for that. I always take recognition of that fact that God has set these things up. It just didn't happen. It happened because God set it up to happen. And brethren, that's the difference. If a man believes God, they know that's the reason that God done it, because he set it up to happen. And that's what he says, Isaiah 53. Thank God for Isaiah the prophet. He wrote this under inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said, "Who hath believed our report, and whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, thank you, Lord. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief, that when thou shalt see, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, for he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. I bless the Lord for this good portion of the scripture this morning. And brethren, it's about Christ and his death on the Calvary. That's what it's about. Everything in this text this morning is about that. One thing I want to say before I get into saying a few things, is this world's religion has made this thing like it's, it wasn't nothing. Brethren, listen, you can't read this morning without seeing what he went through. Amen. He went through, my friend, listen, thank God, the sufferings, and friend, the Bible said, who have believed our report this morning? Who have believed it? You're going to have to believe it if you're going to get in. But who have believed our report? Who's believed the message of the gospel? Of the grace of God. Brethren, this morning it's going to take you believing it. And who have believed it? Even in the book of Romans, Paul said that who have believed our report. Amen. And listen, he said that thank God faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That we know this morning that it takes the word of God spoke to your heart. Amen. To make revelation to your spirit and soul. And brethren, birth you in the family of God. But he said this, who have believed? Abilene Airport. And whom is the arm of the Lord? Notice the word revealed. Amen. It's got to be revealed. The arm, my friend, is the arm of salvation this morning. That salvation's got to be revealed. Salvation is the deliverance of God. But who have believed it? Can you say you believed it this morning? Have you believed this report of Christ? Amen. He said the arm has been revealed. The arm of salvation, the arm of his power has been revealed. Thank God. And brethren, you'll have to believe this if you're saved. You can't be saved without believing, friend. Amen. John said, he that believeth on him shall not come under a condemnation. It's the believing in him and a person. Brethren, it's a miracle of grace that God does this. It's not no works. It's not no ability of man. It's the grace of God that does the miracle of salvation in one that, thank God, the arms revealed to. The Bible said here about Jesus. It said he grew up before him as a tender plant. It was just a little old plant. Brethren, it wasn't something special for us. What man seen. He's making a notification in these verses that he was not an outwardly attractive man. He wasn't attracted to the world. Listen, they wasn't attracted to him. Religion wasn't attracted to him. The Bible said here as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. There was no beauty to the natural man, even in hell. Jesus came in this world. Listen, the Jews was looking for a king, but they wasn't looking for that kind of king. They was looking for a Messiah, but they wasn't looking for that kind of Messiah. And brethren, this morning, that's the way the world is. They want an easy religion. They want something that makes them feel good. But it ain't about the salvation of their soul. It's not about their knowing Christ, the one that died for sin once. And he came, he had no beauty. There was nothing that desired him. Listen, he was one, brother. The Bible said, here the Bible said he's despised and rejected of men. They made him less. They made him, listen, brother, they looked at him as just some weak person. They despised him. They rejected him. One of the worst things, brethren, is being rejected. It's one of the worst things to think he came in his own. His own received him not. And he was rejected, friend. Amen. Rejected. Amen. Listen. This morning, he was despised. But he didn't despise us. Amen. But we despised him. We didn't esteem him. We didn't love him. We didn't want him. It's amazing. You go back in your own mind, Brother Robert, and listen this morning and think about all the times, amen, that we despised him. We esteemed him not. We didn't want him. Listen, it's because of our sin. That's why sin is the reason mankind don't want him this morning. They don't want saved from their sin. They love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They don't want this one. It takes humility to be saved. Man has to humble himself in his own heart. Thank God, and listen. Come to Christ as a child comes. I couldn't help but think as they kneeled this morning, as a childlike faith, amen, even to humble yourself before men. That's what Jesus did. He didn't come in this world as an attraction. He came as a savior. Amen. There was no beauty in him. Listen, he was without sin. But brother, he came for sin. Amen. To take care of sin. And brother, that's why he came in this world. The Bible said, amen, we hid as it were our faces from him. Amen. We looked the other way. We didn't look toward him. The natural man never looks toward him. He's always looking somewhere else. But I'm glad this morning that even though I didn't look toward him, he looked toward me. Even though I despise him, he didn't despise me. Amen. Listen. Even though I rejected him, he didn't reject me. Thank God, he took me as I was. He done for me what I couldn't do for myself. I'm telling you this morning, brother, listen. Thank God, he died for sin once. He gave himself for sin once. He came to do that even though the world hated him. He rejected him. Thank God, but he said to them, I would come. Amen. Listen, he wept over Jerusalem and said that he would take them as a hen gather her chicks. But they would not, the Bible
Bible said, they would not come. Brethren, this morning, we are stubborn, self-willed, had no hope and no God in us. But that day, thank God, the Holy Ghost, amen, made him beautiful to us and let us see him as he is. And as God showed him unto us, thank God, through his Holy Ghost, thank God, brethren, thank God, he became beautiful to us this morning. And I'm telling you, thank God, unto them there was no beauty, amen. There was no beauty in him. Wasn't nothing you looked at and seen. I love him. You love him because he first loved you. Brethren, listen. The Bible said, surely, he said, we esteemed him not. The worst thing, we didn't regard him. We did not regard him. It wasn't in our list of regarding. Amen, listen. Brethren, listen, this morning there's nobody regards him, amen, in the flesh, in the natural man. Oh, you can be taught religious ways. You can be taught a certain way of religion, but you don't really regard him. Amen, listen, we're so ate up in this world today of religion, but religion's religion. It's only man-made. It's rules, regulations, of traditions, denominations, everything, my friend, through it. He's just wanting relationship. He just come to save sinners. He come to make you new. He come to put life in you. He come, thank God, but they didn't want him. Oh, brethren, this morning, can you get in your mind that they didn't want him? They hated him. He said they hate him without a cause. He said we will not have this man to reign over us. Oh, brother, this morning, thank God, but he did not, amen, forsake you. Amen, he came where you was at. He knew what he was getting. He was getting a sinner. But brother, he died for sin. And the Bible said he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Oh, friend, he did too. He bore it in his own body, our griefs, and carried our sorrows of sin. And the Bible said, acquainted with grief. Amen. Brother, and the Bible said, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Once he was, oh, God the Father. My friend, listen. He set that thing up for him to take the punishment. That's why Christ said, not my will, but thine be done. It had to be the will of God. Amen. He was smitten, my friend. Thank God that we could go free from the very judgment of God, from the very wrath of God. We could go free because God turned it all on him, his own son on the cross. Amen. He turned every bit on him. He died for sin, friend, and he punished sin as it was. Amen. Telling you that this morning. Buddy, I get aggravated at these people that just make it like a hop along religion. Brethren, listen, they say, well, I go to church. I'm going to tell you, friend, we are the church. Amen. We've been bought by blood. I don't go get the blood. Thank God the blood came to me. Amen. It's already, he took it back to heaven. And brethren, he put the blood on the mercy seat. Having what? Obtained what? Eternal redemption for us. It was eternal redemption, Brother Todd. Amen. In the mind of God, it never started in time. It started before time in the plan of God in his own son Christ that would give blood, thank God, shed his blood on Calvary. Thank God, in every blood, every bit of his blood, amen, was shed, amen, for the remission of sin, that a man could have forgiveness. Everything dealt with sin that day, friend. Everything, Brother Danny, had the punishment of God upon his own son was because of my sin this morning and your sin this morning. That's the punishment of God. Notice this, the Bible said, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. My friend, he did. Amen. But was wounded for our transgressions. We transgressed God, but Christ took the wounds of it. Amen. Thank God, friend. Amen. He said he was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. He was hit and beaten. My friend, thank God, hung to a cross. Amen. For my iniquities. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, my soul this morning. Oh, God, I'm a sinner. Oh, God, the only way out. Thank God you do it. Amen. I can't do it, Lord. It's you, God, only can take away my sin once and for all. And nobody, my friend, can change their destiny. God does that through his own son. And brethren, this morning, glory be to God. There was a day, Brother Robert, ain't God, I recognize the fact, and he died for me. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Amen. Notice what he said here. He was chastised with our peace was upon him. If any man has peace, it wasn't cheap to get. Amen, brother. And the peace with God comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What would you give for peace? There ain't no money that can buy it. There's no nothing. It's a gift, friend. It comes through the person of Jesus Christ. And brother, we're justified by faith. We have peace with God. We got peace, rest in the inner man. We talked to us fellows this morning, amen, about that. Thank God, that inner spirit. And brethren, the only calmness that comes is through, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give you a rest in your soul. Thank God, brother, he died for that. He died, thank God, that he could put some rest in you, put peace in you. Thank God, give you a rest in his salvation. He done that for you, friend. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Thank God, I'm not belittling of the fact that sometimes men have to take something. We all have to take a little medicine. But there's no peace in a pill. There's no peace in a bottle. There's no peace in pleasure. There's no peace in sin. But there's peace in him. And the only peace you have is knowing him this morning. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. There ain't never been a sin to give me peace. It's always caused a turmoil in my spirit. It's always hindered my walk. It never has been no peace in sin. But brethren, I'm glad, thank God, peace comes from him. Amen. Is what the peace of God. Not the peace of man, but the peace of God. Brethren, he, thank God, calmed the storms when it was beating on the boat. And he said, peace be still. Just as good spoken word. Thank God settled it. Amen. There's a calm across the lake. I'm telling you this morning, thank God what he done on Calvary is to do a miracle in your soul. Amen. It's a miracle of God that you can have peace this morning. That's right. Peace with God, your maker, creator, and Lord. Thank God. Look at this book. Amen. The chest, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, I grant you there is physical healing, but it ain't talking about that here. It's talking about inward healing. It's talking about sin healing. It's talking about soul healing. It's talking about coming in to live within you, thank God, and healing you. Thank God, and I'm talking about a complete healing from your sin. Amen. Thank God, there's healing in him. Calvary, thank God, gave healing to the inner man. Thank God, that drunkard, my friend, that woke up every morning and couldn't live without getting a drink. Thank God, now he can, amen, go, thank God, sober free. Amen. He don't have no life like that now. Thank God he's got peace with his maker. Thank God through the blood of the Lamb. Brother, I'm telling you, it's amazing how God could give a man peace. Amen. And listen, there's nothing else in life in general, amen, that can take it away. It's wonderful peace, the songwriter said. Oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace. Thank God come from heaven. Amen. Brother, he died. Thank God that you can have peace. And brother, it's a miracle this morning. And he is our peace. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of them's gone off the path. Amen. We're not walking toward him. We're walking away from him. Amen. We're doing our own thing. Joel Hyde was just living the way he wanted to, fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the lust of the mind. We're by nature children of wrath, even as others. I was going just my way, and I'd be going my way to hell still had he not come where I was at. And you would too. It's all we like sheep have gone astray. That means we've left the path. We've living unrighteous. Amen. Listen, we're living like we want to. I want to ask you a question this morning, everybody. Is your heart right with God this morning? Is your heart astray this morning? It might not be your feet, but your heart is. Is your heart astray this morning? Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, friend. And we're astray from the shepherd. Thank God, the bishop of our soul. Amen. Notice this, we have turned everyone to his own way. That's right. Amen. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Brethren, that means that every sin that ever would be committed, was Christ was punished for. He said in 1 John 2, he said not only he is a propitiation for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. That's what it says. I'm reading the book. Amen. You say, what is that, preacher? There's enough atonement to save the whole world. Amen. Will the whole world be saved? No, they won't. But the blood is sufficient, thank God, to save the whole world. It's only efficient for them that believe. Amen. That's right. Old brother Ray Rogers, a good brother. Amen. He was here. He's gone to be with God. He had cancer and died years ago. They loved me, him and his wife. And his daughter got married. She played the piano and young and sing. And hey, it was Ray and his wife and daughter. And they'd come here and sing at some meetings. And he believed the book. He believed it right. And he said he went down to Georgia, this man. And he said he wanted 3 acres of property. And he went to this man and he said, I want to buy that 3 acres. And that man said, I don't have 3 acres for sale. I got 10 for sale. Amen. And he said, well, I want this 3 of it. He said, I'm not going to sell you 3. I'll sell you the 10. He said, well, I guess I'll buy the 10 to get the 3. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, brother. Are you hearing me? Amen. He paid the price and all men could be saved. But brother, I'm telling you, thank God, there's a purchased people this morning. Amen. That was the apple of his eye. That was a people. Amen. That was believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and know, thank God, that God had drawn them to repentance and gave them the gift of faith. That's why, brother, listen, a salvation ain't choice, it's faith this morning. A man says, well, you can choose. Listen, friend, there ain't a place in the Bible that says you choose God. Not in the New Testament scripture. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. That means, what's it mean, preacher, what it says? This is what salvation is. Salvation is a gift. Salvation is you hearing the gospel and faith coming by it. Now, whether you bow down here or whether you sit there or whether you're in your car driving down the road or in a cornfield or wherever you at, faith ain't limited to where it comes. And it ain't limited to how long it can work to bring the truth of God, the seed that's been sown in you, to bring forth a birth in your heart. Most of the time it is done in an assembly where people are saved and where sinners come in and lost people come in and God draws them to repentance. But brethren, this morning, I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Thank God, there's nobody can bring salvation but the God of heaven that worked a miracle because he died to give it. Amen. That's right, ain't it? See, I believe these young people that prayed this morning, I believe if their eyes is open to the truth of God, they can be saved in a moment. It's not the age, friend. I'd be willing to say this, that the younger they are after the understanding comes of their soul, the better it is, because they ain't had time to get that pride in their life. They ain't let time to let sin reign in their body. Amen, that they can't give it up. Amen. What the ruler? He said, brother, he said, keep the commandments. He said, them have kept from my youth up. He said, but you lack one thing, son. Hey, one thing you lack. He said, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me, and you find eternal life. And he left sorrowful, brother Danny. He couldn't do it. God says, amen, it's impossible a man to do it. But with God, all things are possible. Who then can be saved? Whoever can believe. Who can be saved? You don't have to go through a Baptist confession. You don't have to go through, praise God, the Romans roadmap. All you have to do is find that drawing power in your heart
and believe in Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. When you get that, son, you'll change inside. If you ever get it, you'll change inside. If nobody else can change you, he changes you. That's the only way you can get saved, through the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. I'm glad he died for me. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad Brother Robert, even though he was despised, rejected, amen, treated Brother Keith. I mean, he was a, thank God the Bible said he was a lowly. Amen. That's right. That little old plant that was amongst them, all them other plants. Amen. He was looked down upon. He was looked down upon. He was called and rejected, friend. But I'm telling you, he never did me. He never has. He never will reject me. Thank God for that. You know what the word reprobate means? It means a reject. Why did Paul say, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith, prove yourselves, know you're not your own selves, lest Christ live in you, except you be reprobates, lest you be a reject. In other words, there's a confirmation of God in you that tells you you're his. There's a confirmation. God confirms it in your heart. There ain't a, listen, I love you, but there ain't a man in this church or a woman in this church can tell you you're saved. The confirmation comes from the inside voice of God through the truth of God in that book. That's right. Buddy, I'm so tired of this old stuff that's been preached in churches today, being taught from pulpits in the pews. Amen, brother, and the Holy Ghost is the confirmation of true salvation. Nobody else can tell you. No, it wouldn't do no good. It'd hurt them more than help them. I had that one old boy ask me one time, he said, you think I'm saved? I said, I don't know whether you are or not. I said, I need to find out I am. I want a confirmation. I want a word of assurance from the Lord. Miss Linda sings every day. He comes to me with new assurance. Sometimes your assurance runs a little low. And it ain't in God, it's in you. But I'm glad there's a confirmation, praise God, in our heart that the Spirit of God dwells in me, and we know we pass from death unto life because he lives in us. Bless the Lord for that. Thank God. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Brother Redmond, have prayer for us. Oh, God.